time, we're going to ask Miss Ruby to come up and share with us today. She's such a blessing to all of us. She has such a sweet spirit. I was talking to her a little earlier, and I said, I remember when I first visited this church, she invited me to go out where you all, Pastor, were singing at that little restaurant. And she was just so sweet to me, and we sat next to each other, and it was just a blessing to hear her talk about God and the love that she has for him and his people. So today we're just so happy to have Miss Ruby sharing with us today.
Am I talking all right into this thing? Can you hear me back there? Okay, because you got to
hear
me.
I can't hear anyway, so don't worry about it back there.
No, have I got it right? I'm not used to this, so is it right? Okay, now, Hattie, thank you for your kind words. I feel humbled and overrated, but I love it, so you just keep it there. I love it. But you overrate me. Now, I got to thank Carol because she had maybe the hardest job of the ladies because she is maneuvering me around. And that's not easy. She's maneuvering me from here to there. So Carol is my angel, and I thank you. Now, some time ago, I said to Charlie, I would have some thoughts I would like to share. I didn't have them all collected, but I had the thoughts. And so he locked that away in his mind, and then he always remembers. He locked it, you locked it away in your mind until the time was right, and that's now. So here I am. And he has great confidence in me because he has no clue. Where is he anyway?
I'm on the front row, excuse me.
I'm preaching today, okay? But anyway, he locked it away until the time was right, and here I am, and you don't have a clue as to what I'm going to do or say.
No, I'm praying. That's all.
All right, but I want to talk about our little church by the side of the road. The image of that, I mean, just the image of that is so beautiful, isn't it? The little church by the side of the road. And I want to talk about that more later, but first I want to tell you about my first encounter with this church. Not an encounter, but kind of. It was about 50 or 55 years ago, maybe. I was a lot younger then. And so we were new in the area, and I got lost everywhere I went, and I still do. And so, Vicki, I was in choir practice. Believe it or not, I was in choir practice at Franconia Baptist Church. So I was going to take one of the ladies home, and some of you old-timers might remember Gladys Collins. I don't know if you do or not, but she lived on Burnett Street. And so I had no idea where that was, so she had to show me. But it wasn't very hard. My glasses are all getting in my way. I may not need them. Anyway, she had to show me the way. Now, from Franconia, if you're familiar with it, Franconia Baptist Church, you just turn right. You're on Franconia Road. Then we went just a little ways to Beulah Road. I call it still, and now they call it street, but it's still Beulah Road to me. And then we turned left to Burnett. Is that the name of this? Burnett. And so we went just a little ways, and we turned left. And you can't do that anymore. I wish Barbara O'Kane was here to hear this. Because now you can't turn left there. You got to go up this way, make a U-turn, and then go right in. But anyway, in that day, you could go in. And so I got Gladys home safely with my drive-in. I got her home safely. And so then I was out on the way home. I got to Beulah. And it's not far from Franconia Road if you turn right. But I didn't turn right. I turned left. And I went on, and I thought, well, I didn't know it was this far. But I kept on driving, you know. And I finally had sense enough to turn around and come back. Now, as I was driving along the road, there on the right side, I saw that little church. Oh, it was so warm, so inviting. And to me, it was just so beautiful. And kind of made me feel like I was back home, because the sign said Assembly of God. And I had such a good feeling about the church. And I think I fell in love with this church way years before I ever came here, because I used to save pictures of churches. And one day I was actually cleaning out a drawer. I needed to clean out my whole house. They call it decluttering now. I think that's what they call it. But I haven't. I've read the book, but I haven't done the work. I know the principle. I know the principle, but I just haven't put it in action. But as I was cleaning out this drawer, I kept running across the same picture. Every time it got to me in the mail, I must have saved it. Now, I have one copy of it here. I wish I had saved the whole paper. This says, now this is years ago. There's no date, but it's yellow. You can tell it's very old. And so it says, "The Little White Church by the Side of the Road." And up here it says, "The Mount Calvary Messenger." I bet you don't remember that. Do you remember? "The Mount Calvary Messenger, a free family newspaper from Mount Calvary Community Church, Edward E. Campbell, pastor." I never knew him, but I've heard such wonderful things about him. And of course I knew Evelyn, his widow, and she was just tremendous and always still a part of our church. Now, when I first heard the term, the church by the side of the road, oh, I'm going to point at you now. When I first heard that term, I thought, that is so familiar, it rings a bell. Why? Well, then I thought it was a poem, and a lot of you may have studied this in school, if you remember or you've forgotten. It's called "The House by the Side of the Road." Do any of you remember that poem? Okay, then I'll just tell you about it. Okay, now, "The House by the Side of the Road," and the poet talks first about people who are withdrawn. They're not a people person. They're withdrawn from people. But he likes to be on that road with life is going by. And so he keeps saying, "Let me live by the side of the road and be a friend of man." And he keeps saying that. Now I'll get down to the last stanza. "Let me live in my house by the side of the road where the race of men go by. They are good, they are bad, they are weak, they are strong, wise, foolish. So am I." So he identifies with all of those. And up above earlier, he said, "The men who are good, the men who are bad as, and good as bad as I." So he watches them go by, but he is not a cynic. He is not, judgmental. He says, "Then why should I sit in the scorner's seat or hurl the cynic's ban?" So he's not judgmental. He's not cynical about them. He just says, "Let me live in my home by the side of the road and be a friend to man." That's what he wants to be. He wants to be a friend to man. And ladies that are not getting into gender grammar, because I always get in trouble when I do that. But it's the word mankind, which covers women too. So all he wants to do is just live by his home by the side of the road and be a friend to man. Now, I think if you translate or if you substitute the word home for church, I think it's good, because we want to be a friend. We want to be a friend of mine. There are people, do you realize over the years, when even Beulah Road was on, now it's Beulah Street, all the cars that have gone down that road, and then they see there's that magnificent little white church by the side of the road. It's a symbol, and many people come and go here, don't they? And I'm reminded, my dad and I, when Daddy retired and moved to Tennessee, the kids and I would go there in the summer. And Joe would let us, but he would come back and forth. But we were gone all summer. And so my dad and I, one of my favorite things is they had a house. And it was right by the side of the road. I don't know why they bought a house so close. But we loved it. it wasn't a big place like this. It was a little town, but there's still a lot of traffic. So the people go by, some of them would know Daddy. He knew everybody. Hi, Frank. And some of them would just wave. Some of them would stop and eat. And my grandma, my mother thought that was silly, us watching that traffic, because she's in there doing other things like cooking for us, you know. And but anyway, we loved it. And so the people that go by this church, it is such a symbol. We have people that go by, and it's just symbolic of what we believe. It's a symbolic to Christianity. And the people that come by here now, some of them stop by. Some of them are lost, and they want directions. Some of them come here to worship, and some of us come here to worship and eat, don't we? All right. But anyway, we want to be a friend to mankind. And sometimes when Charlie is preaching or we're doing a service, he will stop. We'll hear a siren. We know that somebody's in trouble. We stop and pray. And a couple of times we've even had an accident here, and people go out to help. And Rich Gillies used to say the church is a hospital. That's where people come to heal. And we're not judgmental. It's just a wonderful church. Now, for you classical people, I want to tell you, this poem goes back. They say the ancients have stolen our thoughts. Right back to the time of Homer, the blind poet of Greece, in about 800 BC, somewhere along there. Here are some words he wrote. He was a friend to man and lived in a home by the side of the road. Isn't that beautiful? Now, I want to tell you about a few more things. There was an art a few years ago before I came here. I don't know, Charlie, I don't know how long you've been here, but before I came, it was probably under Pastor Campbell's time, somebody commissioned an artist to draw a painting. I mean, to paint the painting. And it did hang of the church. It was in the basement, and now it's in the room in there. So we'd invite any of you to go and see that. It is pretty. And maybe it should be in a prominent place where you see it. Now, in conclusion, now, have you ever been to a big church where they preach long sermons? I'm glad you don't do that. They preach long sermons. And then the preacher says, in conclusion, and you perk up. You think, oh, he's about to stop. And he does it. He keeps going. So now, in conclusion, it's it. You may be here for a long time. In conclusion, you all have your stories about this church, about coming here. And you know, most of us can't figure out how we got here. You know, different ways we've come here. And anyway, sometimes I say, well, how did I get here? But I'm so glad I'm here. At this time of my life, it works. And this is exactly where I want to be on Sunday morning. I'd rather be here than anywhere in the whole world. Not even Norway. But I wouldn't mind being in Norway one of those days. But not on Sunday morning. All right. Now, this is really, now that was my conclusion. Now this is my real conclusion. I love this church, and I love all of you so much. And that's it. I just love you all. Thank you.
In conclusion, Ruby, you've blessed our hearts for so many years. And she talked about Ed and Evelyn. Ed was the previous pastor here, and Evelyn was the originator of the ladies' class. It's called God's Girls. Evelyn was the original God's Girl. When Ruby was at Franconia Baptist, and I made a little call down there and knew the folks down there well, we'd shared on some music, and I said, you know what? We need to play a softball game, which turned out to be a little wiffle ball game because I'm like, boy, I'm going to hurt myself trying to play softballs anymore like that. So actually we went out and we had a little competition, and the competition from Mount Calvary, we had hats made up. They were Evelyn's Angels. And we went out and took on Ruby's Rangers. We took on Ruby's Rangers down there in this ball game. I don't know who won. I don't know who lost. I don't know. But I tell you one thing. There was no cheating scandal on signs or anything like that. You know? And we had the greatest time. And it wasn't long after that that we had some wonderful folks from there that came to visit us, and it meant so much to us. So.